SBS Report with Bob Tarlow.
Good on you, Ender. Thank you. Rumour file is open. 9221 882. $500 cash you can win this morning for phoning your rumour through. 9221 882. But if you want to win the cash, you must phone the rumour through. Go to it right now. 9221 882. Hello, Bob.
And a good morning to you, Basil. And hi, Milsey. The south side of Chicago has just experienced an incredibly violent weekend. In a city where gunshot deaths are common, what America's third largest city experienced this past Saturday and Sunday, really you can just call it extraordinary and extraordinarily sad. WGN television there describes it.
Multiple mass shootings here in Chicago overnight, leaving several people dead.
It's been one of the most violent nights this city has seen in years.
During a hot and steamy Chicago weekend, at least 75 people were shot, 40 of those during one seven-hour period. 12 of the victims have died, including a 17-year-old girl shot in the face. Many other teens are among the shooting victims. Chicago pastor Price Donovan.
This is just out of control right now. You want a war zone, you don't have to go to Afghanistan or Iraq. There's a war zone going on right now. Chicago is just crazy. Crazy.
Most of this involved people shooting into large crowds. Six of the shootings injured four or more people in a single attack. And Milsey, local hospitals were taxed as the wounded and their families poured in.
Seems incredible, really. What's been the official reaction to it all?
Well, we hear first from the Chicago Police Superintendent, Eddie Johnson.
These shootings are not random. They are fueled by gang conflicts.
And Johnson says his officers have arrested 46 people on gun charges and seized 60 weapons. And from Police Patrol Chief Fred Waller.
As of this morning, more than 5,500 illegal guns have been taken off the streets this year. What I promise you is that we won't be defeated. I mean, I promise this city that we won't be defeated.
And finally, from the Chicago mayor, Rahm Emanuel.
We have a heavy heart. Our souls are burdened. What happened this weekend did not happen in every neighborhood in Chicago, but it is unacceptable to happen in any neighborhood of Chicago.
And Milsey and Basil, Chicago has recorded more than 300 murders so far in 2018, more than any other U.S. city.
That is unbelievable, isn't it? They are incredible numbers. Thank you, Bob. Sad story.
It reminds you of the lyric from Big Bad Leroy Brand, the south side of Chicago, yes. The baddest part of town. Well, they're certainly living up to their reputation, aren't they?
It predicted it. Who sung that originally?
That was done by the late Jim Croce, Bass.
Well, there you go. Here we go. He predicted it.
Deaths since January 1.
That is unbelievable, isn't it? It's like Al Capone is back again.